Welcome into the End the Money podcast for Thursday, April the 16th at Keeneland. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Late pick four will start in race six on the Thursday card, and that's where we will go. The allowance feature is the conclusion of the card in race number nine. So, Jim, we'll start in the sixth with a first-level allowance on the main track at a mile and a 16th for fillies and mares four and up. And where did you land in this one?
Well, I ended on the outside board, Sarita, for Phil Bauer. This filly has really done nothing wrong except in her first optional claimer level when she moved into the non-winners of Other Than after breaking her maiden at Churchill. She stumbled at the start and was just never really in the race. There were only five horses, and the leader just got an easy lead and really clarified and was never in the race. Went off at 4-5. Going to draw a line through that one, go back to the 86 buyer at Churchill, and hope that it wasn't because of the sloppy track. So this horse has only been to the races three times and shows a lot of upside. I thought it was a two-horse race between her and Ivory and Ebony, the Dale Romans filly in the three-hole coming off a turf race at Gulfstream where she didn't run very well, so taking her back to the dirt. It was just an experiment, so... this horse has run second five times out of nine races, four out of seven on the dirt. So I think the horse doesn't like to win, and I don't think this is a great spot for her to win if this filly on the outside is as good as it seems to be. Tom Fletcher's filly, Met Farda, Flavi Pratt, you've got to take a look at her as well, coming off an optional claimer at Aqueduct, as he has faced winners twice with two third-place finishes. I just think I'm going to take a shot here with Sarita, hoping that she's as good as advertised for Phil Bauer.
I have her pick second. I'm going to try to beat her with Union Mist. I just thought, as I looked at this field, I wasn't really sold on anybody, so I thought I'm going to try to get a little bit of a price at least. And Walsh and Gaffleone both started to heat up last weekend, and you get a horse with a rail draw going a mile and a 16th. So I'm going to try Union Mist over Clarita, but Clarita certainly the one to beat. Ebony and Ivory is seven times to hit the board, but five of those have been seconds, so that makes me a little uneasy. I'll just forgive the turf race off the layoff and focus on the dirt races for her. And then I'll use Met Farda as well for Pletcher, just second off the layoff. She could improve a little bit, but I just wasn't real wild about anybody, so I'm going to try Union Mist down on the inside, but go four deep on the pick four ticket. Seventh race, I found a little bit of a price horse here in Carcano, the two for Vicky Oliver. This horse ran well in the two turf starts last year, and then the three starts since December, since the mid-December, those have been on synthetic. This is a second-level allowance, by the way, four-year-olds it up on the turf at a mile and a half. Saez taking the mount is intriguing. There have been six works since that last race, and two of those three on the synthetic were in the were 90 buyers. So I'm just thinking maybe this horse has improved a little bit, and then getting back on the turf might be the better spot than synthetic. So you get 12-1, or at least that's what the morning line is. If we get somewhere close to that, would be, I think, a nice price. Chapman's Peak for Brad Cox, best buyer figure off a layoff on the 28th of February down at Gulfstream. I think that one's certainly the one to beat. Coiled, Delacour shipping in to run this one, and he usually has them ready to go when he comes in. Pratt taking them out, third start, or ran third in the second start off a layoff, and has won at a mile and a half. And then Mutaweed for Mike Maker. Seven wins for that one, and it's Mike Maker going long on the turf, so why not throw that one on the ticket as well? How about you?
Yeah, I thought this one was a lot more wide open than the first race we talked about, and I thought I was going to flip Carcano at 12-1 by you, but I didn't. And I used him because of Louis Saez taking him out, for one thing, but also Vicky Oliver usually comes up with a couple of wins here. She's not done very well. She's over 10 the first 2 days, but this one's live coming off turfway races, I think. And then I used the three of the four horses that you used on the outside. I used Coiled. I did not use Multiweed. I made regret that with Mike Maker, but I think Coiled for Delacour was the next best horse in here, with Pratt taking them out. and the horse has won in a mile and a half, as you mentioned. Chapman Peak for Brad Cox and Ired Ortiz certainly fits on class. The distance is a question here for this one, but they're trying something different here. And then Concord Green with Sue McGahee and Johnny Velasquez has also won in a mile and a half the last time out in obstacle 35 at Gulfstream. So going to go four deep in here. I would think that the winner is going to come between Chapman Peak and possibly Carcano.
Race 8 is a starter allowance on the main track at a mile and a 16th, four-year-olds and up. How did you see this one?
I thought this one, the last two races here are wide open. I'm going to use five in each of them. I got to throw in addition to the obvious ones, like Tony is 2-1 for Ired Ortiz and Greg Foley. Corrado Rapido for Jordan Blair is a two-hole. I used American Law for Gap Leon, but I'm also throwing in Time for Trouble for Eric Foster. Eric Foster had six entries here with three wins at a couple of big prices, so I think this one is live, coming off a couple of turfway races. Going back to the dirt here, and has won three times on dirt in the past, so not just a turf specialist, not just a synthetic specialist. I think this horse can run anywhere, and Eric Foster is hot right now. And then the other one is Awesome Ruta for Joe Sharp, 91 buyer on the turf at Fairgrounds last time out. And Joe Sharp is 24% turf to dirt, a great percentage. So going to go five deep in here with no real strong opinion.
I liked Awesome Ruta a good bit in here off the claim two back for Joe Sharp. Jose Ortiz riding is a plus. And then one first time out for Sharp on the turf, and you mentioned the turf to dirt numbers. And this one faced some pretty good ones last year, so I think he could be hard to beat. Clooney will be my next one for the first start in the Greg Foley barn. 5-4-1 record from 17 starts. Time for Trouble was the other one I put down. Just one win, one second at Keeneland in four starts. And this horse was fourth in the Ben Ally last year, so there's some back class there for this one. The ninth race is a third-level allowance, four-year-olds and up on the turf at a mile and a 16th. I took Event Detail on top for Will Walden. Horse ran well on the turf here, making the second start off a long layoff, and I interviewed Will for the Today at Keeneland show, and he just said that was a prep to get Event Detail ready for this spot. And that he was really doing well. He said the horse tends to kind of tout himself when he's feeling good, and that's what Will is seeing coming into this race. Sandpipes has been facing some good fields, horse out on the outside, but with a mile and 16th, I think there's time to get over from out there. The three Common Defense for Kenny McPeak is a horse that Kenny's very high on. He thinks he could have a bright future this year going long on the turf. The only thing was, and even Kenny acknowledged this, is mile and 16th could be a little short for this horse. So I think I took him third just because I think he's better going mile and 3/8, mile and a half. Anglophile has faced some good ones in his career, but hasn't won in the last 2 years. And then Tonka Warrior is one I thought was interesting, just on the fact that he faced Publisher last time, who's running in the Oaklawn Handicap against Journalism and Sovereignty this weekend, and a longtime maiden that's finally figured it all out for Asmussen. So Publisher's getting good, and Tonka Warrior ran a pretty good race behind that one. Now switching to the turf, that was on dirt, so running on turf in this spot, but I'm going to add that one to maybe catch a little bit of a price if he were to jump up and win it. So I'll go five deep in that last leg. How about you?
I pretty much agree with you. I thought Common Defense was the most likely winner here. Those buyer figures from last year, the five consecutive buyer figures in the 90s, and both on turf and on synthetic. So if I was looking for a single here, I would single Common Defense. But I think there's other horses in here. This is a very, very good allowance race. Fantastic for Dave Asmussen has won, ran the Derby last year, won the Louisiana Derby, now switched over to turf. Hasn't really found a niche there, but, looks like that he's a deep closer and might not get there, but I just got to throw him in there with Louis Zaya taking him out. And then the horses that you mentioned, Anglophile for Brian Lynch, Tonka Warrior for McLean Robertson, and Event Detail I like a lot for Will Walden on the inside. Just draw line through that Turfway race last time out where they tried him on a synthetic again. And he went back to the Arlington at Churchill, ran third back in May. And maybe that race at Turfway was just to get him ready for a couple of turf races later on down the road. And I think Will Walden is just one of the best trainers out there now. So Event Detail has a big shot for being purchased on that as well.
How'd you build your Pick Four ticket, Jim?
I spent $50, and I went seven, singling seven, the first leg, with 2, 6, 8, 9, with 2, 4, 5, 8, 9, with 3, 5, 7, 9, 10, and that's $50.
I did four in the first leg, 1, 3, 4, 7, with 2, 6, 8, 10, with 5, 8, with 3, with 1, 3, 5, 9, 10. So a five deep to close it out. So that's 4 by 4 by 2 by 5, and if my math is correct, it's an $80 ticket for the way I've got it structured. That's why I didn't want to add time for trouble in that third leg to knock it up even more, like we like to keep them certainly under $100, except on the big days. So that's how I did my Pick Four. $3 late Pick Three. We're giving out those each day of the spring meet for the new wager. I'm going 2, 6, 8 to start. Going to leave off the second of the Wesley Wards, or no, I take that back. Going to leave off the Mike Maker horse, Muto Wheat. Then I'm going to single Awesome Ruta, and then I'm going to go 1, 3, 5, 10 and leave out Tonka Warrior from my Pick Four ticket. So 3 by 4, $36 ticket there on the $3 late Pick Three. Going to try to get home with Awesome Ruta as a single in the middle leg. How about you?
Did it a little bit differently. I went 2, 6, 8 as you did in the first leg, but I'm going 5 deep in the second leg, 2, 4, 5, 8, 9, and then I am going to single for my Pick Three, Common Defense, in the last leg, the 3 horse, and that's a $45 ticket.
The All-Turf Pick Three, $3 All-Turf Pick Three, starts on race 5 on the Thursday card. Best of luck with your wagers, and we'll see you for the Friday edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.